So good afternoon, everybody.
下午好.
We want to talk today about extreme faith. You just were part of that scripture reading from Genesis 22. I hope you're still open to Genesis 22.
我们刚才读了创世纪22章, 希望你的圣经还打开在那一章。
And we're going to look today at the story of Abraham.
今天要讲的是亚伯拉罕的故事。
And I've preached a couple of sermons over the last 2 months to you about Abraham.
在上两个月里面, 牧师已经为我们讲了几篇关于亚伯拉罕的道。
Genesis describes the whole journey that he went on in the development of his faith in God.
创世纪前面就是描述亚伯拉罕怎么样在神那里面建立信心的。
Abraham was a man who God appeared to and called to him and said, Abraham, I've got something special for you.
神向亚伯兰显现, 告诉亚伯兰, 神对他有特别的计划。
I've got a special plan for you, a special assignment. I want for you to be the father of a new nation of people that I will create for myself.
神跟亚伯拉罕说, 对他有特别的计划, 有特别的指示, 并且对他的子女后代有特别的指示。
Again, Abraham was very old. He was 75 years old. His wife was 65, and they had no children to that point in their life.
当神跟他讲这个的时候, 亚伯拉罕已经75岁, 他老婆65岁, 还没有孩子。
But they left their home, and they followed God step by step to a new land where he would lead them.
但是他们离开了自己的家乡, 在神的带领下, 一步一步走到异国他乡去。
He had a lot of opportunities along the way to either trust God or to not trust God and try to rely on himself.
这一路上他碰到了许多事情, 面临这些事情, 他有两个选择, 是相信神呢, 还是不信神呢?
And this episode here in Genesis 22 is kind of like Abraham's final exam.
在22章里面, 这个故事, 就好像神给亚伯拉罕的期末考试。
This is the culmination of his faith.
这是他信仰的巅峰。
God had promised him a son.
神应许给他一个儿子。
And after 25 years of waiting, God blessed him with a boy, and they named him Isaac.
他等了22年才等来一个儿子，取名叫以撒。
And Isaac was healthy, and Isaac began to grow up.
以撒很健康, 慢慢长大了。And
Abraham and his wife Sarah loved him deeply.
亚伯拉罕和他老婆非常爱这个儿子。And
then we come to Genesis 22.
然后就是创世纪22章。And
we read that after these things, all of the other things that had happened in his life, God tested Abraham.
当亚伯兰一生经历了如此多的事情以后, 神要给他一个测试。
And he tells him to take his son, his one and only son, the son he loves, and to sacrifice him as a burnt offering.
神让亚伯拉罕把他唯一的儿子, 他亲爱的儿子, 献祭。
This is an extreme test of his faith. These are extreme circumstances he's facing.
神用这个极限的环境来对亚伯拉罕的信心进行了一个极限的挑战。
And he needed extreme faith to be able to do what God had called him to do.
亚伯拉罕只有拥有那个极限的信心才能够通过这个考验。
Sometimes you and I face extreme circumstances.
有的时候你我会发现自己也面对一些极限的情形。
It may be physical, medical.
也许是自己的身体状况。
It may be an extreme problem with our family, a divorce, or a problem with a child.
也许是我们的家庭情况, 比如说离婚。
Maybe it's an extreme financial problem or an extreme problem with your job that you just lost.
比如说一些财务上面的一些极恶劣的情形, 比如说丢了工作。
But like Abraham, God wants us to grow extreme faith in order to deal with extreme hardships in life.
神希望我们每个人都能够建立一个极限的信心, 这样就能够面对生命中极限的挑战。
So let's learn from Abraham about how he grew that faith and what kind of a difference it made for him in the middle of this tough trial he went through.
所以让我们从亚伯兰身上学习，看看他怎么样在这个严酷的考验之中能够保持他的信心。
Abraham obeys God and he takes his son and he begins this journey. It's a 50-mile journey from where he lives in Beersheba to a place called Mount Moriah.
亚伯拉罕顺从了神，他带着儿子从他居住的别示巴来前往他要献祭的那座山。
We don't know exactly how old his son Isaac was at the time.
我们不知道当时以撒到底有多大。
The Bible never tells us that detail.
圣经里没有写这么详细。
But some things are safe to assume from reading the passage.
但是我们读上下文可以有个猜测。
Isaac was old enough to leave his mother and travel with his father and two servants for 50 miles.
以撒已经足够大，他能够自己离开母亲，跟着爸爸走50英里。
He was old enough to ask his father some very intelligent questions along the way.
他也足够聪明，能够问他父亲一些很有见地的问题。
He was big enough and strong enough to carry a load of wood on his back as they climbed the mountain to go perform a sacrifice.
而且他有足够强壮，可以背着柴爬山。
And so most people think that Isaac was probably a teenager at that point.
所以大多数人猜测那时候以撒可能是十几岁。
The other point that leads commentators to think that is if you've ever had a teenager, it's probably the only time in your life where you ever think about sacrificing your own child.
还有一些神学家认为，如果你的小孩十几岁的话，可能那是你唯一一个舍得把他献祭的时候。
But in seriousness, he was probably 14, 15 years old.
所以我们想他可能十四五岁吧。
And he had no idea what Abraham, his father, had planned for him.
但是以撒自己不知道他爹对他有什么企图。
What the Bible also does not tell us is what Mrs. Abraham thought about the whole situation. Sarah.
Oh. 所以，但圣经也没有讲，亚伯拉罕的老婆，她对这个事情怎么看
？It never mentions whether she knew about this plan from God or this trial, whether he told her about it, or whether he just took his boy and went on a trip.
也没有提到亚伯拉罕有没有告诉他老婆，他老婆同意不同意啊
？But Abraham is trusting God each step along the way.
但是亚伯拉罕很明显，他每走一步，他都完全信靠神。
You see it come out so well when he obeys God and begins this journey.
我们读的时候就看到亚伯拉罕已经是顺从神，已经开始上路了。
And then in verse 8 of Genesis 22, it said Abraham responds to his son's question.
而且亚伯拉罕回答他儿子的提问的时候说
，His son says, "I see the wood, I see the fire." Where is the lamb we're going to sacrifice, Dad?
他儿子说，我看到火了，看到柴了，但是献祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
And look at Abraham's response.
看看亚伯拉罕怎么回答的。
He says, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son.
亚伯拉罕说，我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
Earlier, he told the two servants who went with them, My son and I will go up the mountain and make a sacrifice, and we will return to you.
他在不久以前对跟随的两个仆人说：“我和童子去那里拜一拜，一会儿就回来。”
While Abraham is obeying God step by step, he has full confidence that somehow God will provide a substitute, that God will intervene, or perhaps that God will even allow his son to die and then raise him from the dead.
因为亚伯拉罕每一步都信靠神，他非常的相信，完全的相信神会给他提供一个献祭的东西，甚至如果不是的话，神也会让他的儿子死里复活。
He doesn't know how God will provide, but he's trusting God to provide.
他不知道神用什么方式来供应，但他相信神必将供应。
And so he takes his son, he binds him, he places him on the wood, he's about to raise the knife over him and perform this horrible deed of sacrificing his son to God.
所以他把坛筑好，柴摆好，把儿子绑起来，就当他要马上就要这个把儿子杀死献祭的时候。
But we read in verse 11 that an angel of the Lord intervenes and stops him from slaying his son.
十一节讲到耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说。
And God says, now your faith has been demonstrated, this strong faith, this dynamic faith, a thriving faith that you were willing to sacrifice your very own son.
神现在跟他说你的这个坚定的信心，这个非常非常，好，这个非常坚定的信心，我已经看到了。
You didn't hold anything back from me.
你没有什么东西不给我的。
And Abraham responds by saying, "Your name, God, is the Lord will provide."
亚伯拉罕的回答就是。耶和华，你的名字就叫耶和华以勒，意思就是说耶和华必预备。
In Hebrew, that term means it's called Jehovah, which is God, and Jireh, which is provide.
在希伯来语里面，耶和华以勒，以勒意思就是供应。
Can you say that with me today? Jehovah Jireh. Can we say that together? Jehovah Jireh. God wants to be your provider as well.
神也想要做你的供应者。
He wants you and I to come to him and to see him as a Jehovah Jireh, a God who will provide for you and provide for me.
神希望你们大家，我们大家都把他当作自己的耶和华以勒，以他为自己的供应。
What does that look like today to have extreme faith for us?
所以在今天要想拥有这种极限的信心意味着什么呢?
Let me share a couple of the things that Abraham learned along the way that can help us to learn how to have extreme faith.
我们从亚伯拉罕身上学习到几点。
First of all, extreme faith trusts in the character of God, but also in the plan of God.
第一，极限的信心相信神的品格，也相信神的计划。
Many of us have to learn the hard way that God's way is the right way.
我们很多人花了很多时间，费了很多劲，才学习到原来神的方式是最好的。
It's what we often call in life trial and error.
就像是你不停的试验、失败、实验、失败。
Abraham learned the hard way.
亚伯拉罕也是从他的失败当中学到的。
He was fearful for his life when he went to Egypt, and he lied and told the Pharaoh that his wife was actually his sister.
他去埃及的时候，因为怕当地人抢他老婆，他就撒谎说他的老婆是他的妹子。
She was almost made an adulteress. He was almost killed.
这个结果
all because he thought he knew better than God's way.
因为亚伯拉罕自以为他比神要聪明。撒了一个谎，所以结果就是他老婆差点与人通奸，他也差点被人杀死。
Later on, he and his wife Sarah, they decided that they would try to figure out how to have a baby themselves rather than waiting on God.
然后他和他老婆又想自己用自己的方式来生一个孩子。
They came up with a great idea. Why don't you go in and get are made pregnant, and then we'll have a son that way. Maybe that's what God wants.
他们那个时候想了一个主意，就是他老婆撒拉把他的侍女让给那个亚伯拉罕，这样他让他和他侍女生个孩子。
And sure enough, they had a son, but it wasn't what God wanted. He didn't want them to do it that way. He wanted them to trust him.
虽然他们那时候也生了一个儿子，但是那并不是神所应许的。
That caused all kinds of problems, both then and even leading up to today.
这个儿子的诞生在当时给他们造成了很多麻烦，直到今日也给世界造成了许多困扰。
Because that son, that first son they had, Ishmael, became the father of all the Arabic people today.
他那个时候生的儿子以实玛利，就是后来阿拉伯人的先祖。
Once they had their other son Isaac through Sarah, he became the father of all the Jewish people today.
亚伯拉罕的太太以撒，撒拉生了以撒，以撒就是犹太人的始祖。
And the Jews and the Arabs have been at war with one another ever since that day.
从他们出生的那个时候，犹太人和阿拉伯人就是一种对立的关系。
Abraham learned the hard way that it was better to trust God than to follow his own way.
所以亚伯拉罕从这些人生的失败当中学到了经验，他知道他应该信靠神，神的方式是最好的。
He learned that God's rules for life and God's plan for life were actually because God wanted the best for him.
他意识到神给他定的一些规则，神给他制定的计划都是为了他的好处。
I've learned that lesson over the years too, and maybe some of you have, as we have done it our way and then realized that God's way really was the best way.
牧师自己也曾经用这种失败的方式学到了这个功课，也相信在座的各位也曾经有过类似的经验。
Second thing we learn about extreme faith is that it's grown and developed over years.
第二个能够从亚伯拉罕身上学到就是他这种极限的信心是经年累月长期发展积累得来的。
Abraham knew God so well, he had heard him speak to him so often.
亚伯拉罕对神很熟悉，因为神经常对他讲话。
He had seen God do so many amazing miracles that he was ready to trust God with anything at this point.
他也亲眼看到神的大能使许多不可能的事成为事实，所以他就愿意信靠神。
If you're a new believer in Jesus,
如果你还是一个刚刚接受主耶稣的新的信徒，
God usually will not allow you to go through such a difficult trial that you're unable to trust him.
神不会允许你去接受那些过于困难的考验，以至于让你失去了信心。
He won't send you on such a difficult assignment like he did with Abraham if your faith isn't strong enough yet to handle that.
如果你的信心还不够强大，不能处理这种考验的时候，神也不会把他给你亚伯拉罕这种巨大的这种很困难的测验放在你的身上。
It took Abraham close to 40 years of knowing and following God to get to this point where he was willing to give everything to God and trust him completely.
亚伯拉罕用了40年去了解神，信靠神，才到了今天接受神的这个考验。
Hopefully it won't take us that long.
希望我们每个人不会花那么多的时间。
But Abraham lived to be about 150, so he had a lot more time to work with than you and I do.
但亚伯拉罕活了150岁，所以他的时间比我们要多。
We gain knowledge and experience to trust God that we didn't have a few years ago.
我们现在有很多可以用来信靠神学习的这种手段，以前没有的。
In the year 1901, there was a World's Fair that was taking place in the United States.
在1901年的时候，美国有一个世界博览会。
Thousands and thousands of people were there.
有几千几万的人参加。
And a man was shot twice during that World's Fair.
Shot
with a gun.
有一个
two different bullets.
有一个人被枪打了两次。
The doctors rushed him in and began to operate on him, and they found one of the bullets and removed it from his body.
医生来抢救这个人，他发现了一颗子弹，把那颗子弹拿走了。
The other bullet, they couldn't find where it was, and they thought it was safer that instead of continuing to cut him open, to just leave the other bullet in him.
但是还有一颗子弹找不到，医生认为与其把它切开找，还不如就把那个子弹留在他身体里。
As it turned out, that other bullet was in a very dangerous place, and this man died a week later because of that.
可是那颗子弹碰巧是到了一个非常危险的一个器官，所以一个星期以后，这个人就死掉了。
What was sad is that that very same World's Fair, there was a machine just in the tent over from where this man was shot that could have saved his life.
但是非常悲伤的是，当这个男人他中弹的地方隔壁就有一个展览，展览了一个机器是可以救他的命的。
It was a new invention that was just being tried out. It was called an X-ray machine.
那个是一个当时刚刚发明出来的 X 光机。
With that machine, they could have found the bullet.
使用那台 X 光机，他们其实可以找到子弹在哪里。
But they didn't yet have the knowledge of how this worked to be able to use it to save this man's life.
可是遗憾的是，那时候的医生还不知道，没有这个知识，不知道使用这台机器，所以他们无法抢救这个人的生命。
That man was President McKinley of the United States who died.
那个死了的人，他是美国的总统麦肯利。
Since that year of 1901, other presidents of the United States have been shot by assassins.
在那个以后，也有别的总统被暗杀。
But they have, some of them have survived. Specifically, Ronald Reagan was shot when he was the president of the United States.
但是他们很多人都活了下来，特别是里根总统，他也是被暗杀过，但是他活了下来。
And now we had the technology to find those bullets and to save him.
因为我们现在有了这个科技，可以知道那个子弹落在什么地方。
It's the same with our faith. You hopefully have more knowledge of God and experience of God this year than you did 2 years ago or 5 years ago.
就像我们每个人跟神的关系一样，我们今年对神的认识、对神的认知要比两三年前要多。
Another thing we learn about faith and how to grow extreme faith is that it is only developed in extreme challenges.
第三个点我们能够学到的就是这种极限的信心是由极限的情形发展来的。
Abraham was challenged in Genesis 12 early on in his encounter with God, leave your home and go to a new home.
在创世纪的前面十二章，亚伯拉罕就遇到了这么一个挑战。那个时候神告诉他说，离开你的家，到别的地方去。
That took a fair amount of faith to believe God and leave his home.
能够做到离开家，那要需要很大的信心。
But it didn't take extreme faith yet.
但是还没有那种极限的信心那么多。
Extreme faith was grown when God asked him to take his one and only son and sacrifice him.
当神让他把自己唯一的爱子拿出来献祭的时候，这个才是极限的考验。
So faith is like this rubber band I'm holding here today.
信心就像牧师手里拿的这个橡皮筋。
A rubber band is only useful when it is stretched.
橡皮筋只有在拉它的时候才有用。
When it's not stretched, it's really of no use at all.
如果你不拉它，它也没有什么用处。
And it is the same with our faith in God.
这是跟我们的在神里面的信心是一样的。
To say, oh, I trust God when everything is going fine is nice, but you really don't need God when everything is going fine.
当你的生活一帆风顺的时候，你可以说我很相信神，但是那个时候你信不信神关系不大。
When everything is going well in life, sometimes we don't have an opportunity to grow our faith in God because it's not being stretched.
当事情一切顺利的时候，我们那个时候没有得到这个信心，因为我们的信心没有经过这个试炼。
One writer said it very well, where he said, in the sunshine, you may choose faith, but in the shadows, it's a requirement to have faith.
有一个人曾经说过，当阳光普照的时候，你可以选择去有信心，但是当 在阴影下面的时候，你别无选择，你只有去拥有这个信心。
The only way to grow strong faith is to endure strong challenges and learn to trust in God as you do.
让信心成长的唯一的途径就是经验那些非常困难的处境。
And the other thing we learn about developing extreme faith is this, that it trusts God to provide.
另外，我们还要学到我们的极限的信心意味着相信神必将供应。
Abraham got to know and trust God over the years.
亚伯拉罕从他的生活当中学到他神是可以信靠来供应的。
He saw him provide direction for his life and protection from his enemies.
他亲身经历到神给他指导，并且神帮助他逃脱他的敌人。
He saw him provide a child when he was too old to naturally have babies.
而且当他在不能自然生育的年纪，神竟然也给他供应了一个儿子。
He saw God provide blessing and forgiveness when he didn't even deserve it.
他也看到当他不配得的时候，神照样供应给他了很多的祝福。
And he had such strong faith that somehow God would provide a substitute or a way to provide for this sacrifice that wasn't going to actually involve losing his son forever.
所以他就学到神必将供应，不论是用什么方式，神必将在这个极限的考验当中供应给他一个替代品，或者供应给他一个什么东西。
In the book of Hebrews chapter 11, the writer looks back at Abraham and said that he had such strong faith in God that God would provide. He thought perhaps God would even raise Isaac from the dead if he went ahead and let the sacrifice happen.
希伯来书十一章讲到亚伯拉罕对神有非常大的信心，他相信神如果没有供应的话，也必将让他的儿子从死里复活。
It's interesting that this place where he took Isaac up to, this place called Mount Moriah, it shows up again several times in history.
神让亚伯拉罕献祭儿子的地方叫摩利亚山，这个山在圣经当中随后又被几次提到。
Years later, the Jewish people, the descendants of Isaac himself, would form a nation and they would make this mountain the centerpiece of their nation.
多年以后，以撒的后裔，就是以色列的人，他们自己组成了一个国家，并且把这个摩利亚这个地方尊为这个国家的中心地带。
They would build a city there, and they would name that city Jerusalem.
他们在那个地方造了一座城，那个城的名字就叫耶路撒冷。
They would build a grand temple there. A giant structure in which to worship God and to offer sacrifices for God.
他们在那个山上建了一座宏伟的庙堂，用来敬拜神、献祭。
And for hundreds of years during the Old Testament days, followers of God would bring an animal at different times during the year, and it would be sacrificed in the temple.
在旧约当中，这个几千几百年来，犹太人都带着自己要献的祭品，带着那些牲畜来到这个山上面的庙堂来献祭。
And as God had instructed them to do this, the life of that animal, its body and its blood, was representative of paying for their sin.
神这样指示他们，告诉他们，他们献祭那个牲畜的身体和他流的血，能够为他们的罪做赎价。
God was providing forgiveness for their disobedience out of His grace.
出于神的恩典，神给他们这个途径，能够来赎他们犯下的罪。
But He was doing it with a substitute. He was allowing them to substitute an animal for their own life.
神允许他们用一个牲畜来献祭，来代替他们自己的生命。
God provided a substitute for Abraham, that he didn't have to sacrifice Isaac because there was a lamb right there in the bushes.
当年神亲自给亚伯拉罕提供了一个替代品，就是在树丛中的那个山羊。
And hundreds of years after Jerusalem had been established and the temple had been built there,
当耶路撒冷那个庙堂建好以后的几百年当中，
God sent his son, his one and only son, whom he loved,
神把他自己的唯一的爱子耶稣基督，
he sent Jesus to die on a cross as our substitute for our sin.
他把他自己的爱子献给了我们，作为为我们赎罪的代价。
And the Bible tells us that he did it because he loved the whole world so much.
圣经告诉我们，神这样做是因为神爱世人。
And that if we would believe in him, place faith in him, trust in Jesus, that we would not perish but have everlasting life.
如果我们相信神，我们相信主耶稣，我们就不至灭亡，反得永生。
And that is what makes extreme faith possible today.
就是因为这个，使得我们今天的人也可以有亚伯拉罕这种极限的信心。
It's amazing to see the work of God in this whole concept of providing a substitute.
看到神通过这些事情，他来自己亲自为我们提供一个替代品。
And today, he wants you and I to know that he will provide, and he desires us to have extreme faith for whatever we are going through.
今天神也希望我们知道他必将供应，而且他也是为我们已经付上了代价。
I want to pray for you as we end the message today.
我们现在想为你来祷告。
I'd ask us all to bow our heads, close our eyes.
我们来低下头，闭上眼睛。
And I would guess that today there are some here who are facing extreme hardship this afternoon.
我猜想在座的有些人可能现在就正在面临一些极限的挑战。
Maybe you are facing large challenges in your life.
也许你正面临生命中一个很大很大的挑战。
It might be a relationship. It might be something with finances.
也许是人和人的关系上，也许是你的财务上。
Maybe there was just a bad health report, or maybe someone you love is in trouble and in danger.
也许是你的身体出了问题，或者你所爱的人遇到了健康的问题。
If you need that kind of extreme faith that Abraham demonstrated,
如果你想得到亚伯拉罕为我们彰显的那种极限的信心，
I want to pray for you today.
我要为你祷告。
If there's anyone here in that situation that knows they're facing a tough time and they need more faith than they have right now, I want you to raise your hand.
如果你觉得你面临了一个很困难的处境，你需要更多的信心来面对，请你举手。
Amen. Amen. Yeah. I want to pray for you. Go ahead and keep your eyes closed.
我们来为你祷告，请大家闭上眼睛。
Lord, we thank you for Jesus.
主啊，我们感谢你给我们主耶稣。
We thank you that you sent him to be our substitute.
我们感谢你让主耶稣为我们做
Through our faith in him, in what he did on the cross, that we can be forgiven and we can have relationship with you.
因为主耶稣在十架上为我们做的，因为我们对他的信心，我们就能在你那里得到你的赦免。
Father, I pray for all my brothers and sisters in Christ here today.
为我们在座所有的弟兄姐妹献上祷告。
You know the challenges they are facing. You know the worry they have and the fear that lives in their heart.
你知道他们面临的处境，你知道他们内心的焦虑，你知道他们内心的恐惧。
But you, God, are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
但是神啊，你是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
And you're our God today.
你也是我们的神。
And we trust you to provide in the same way that you have throughout history.
我们相信今天你必会为我们供应，就像你在史书上记载的供应一样。
I trust you to provide whatever is needed in each of the lives here today.
我们相信你为我们在座每一位所供应的都是真实的。
God, continue to grow and develop our faith.
求你继续帮助我们来增长我们的信心。
That whenever we face extreme challenges of life, we would have the ability of extreme faith as Abraham did.
当我们面临生命中的极限的挑战的时候，我们也拥有像亚伯拉罕当年那样极限的信心。
And we pray all these prayers in Jesus' name.
我们以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.